And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to Bear Internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. As well as your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Seedwing Ace Hardware. Also by More Motor Sales of Cairo, your family owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. The Seedwing Police Department is warning residents about a phone scam after a local victim was told to withdraw $10,000 in cash to protect her money. The caller claimed to be from Walmart, alleged fraud on the victim's account, and instructed her to stay on the phone while moving the cash to a so-called safe account. Police say the scammers even sent a photo of a supposed suspect to appear legitimate, but the image was actually of a long-deceased criminal. Officials remind residents that no legitimate business, bank, law enforcement agency, or government office will ever ask someone to withdraw cash or transfer money to keep it safe. If you receive a similar call, hang up immediately and contact your local police department or your bank using a trusted phone number. Anyone who receives a suspicious call is encouraged to report it to the Seedwing Police Department as well. A Lapeer County Sheriff's Office canine will soon have added protection on the job. Canine Jody has been selected to receive a custom-fitted bullet and stab-resistant vest through a charitable donation from the nonprofit organization Vested Interest in Canines. The Sheriff's Office say that National Institute of Justice certified vest is expected to arrive in about 10 weeks. Vested Interest in Canines provides protective body armor and other support to law enforcement canine teams across the country, helping improve the safety of the dogs serving alongside our officers. And the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services continues to investigate the state's cyclosporiasis outbreak. As of July 24th, more than 8,100 cases have been reported statewide, including 160 hospitalizations. New figures released this week show Aranac County has recorded its first three confirmed cases. Shiawassee and Genesee counties continue to report the highest totals, with 401 and 366 cases, respectively. Federal investigators are still working to identify the source. The Food and Drug Administration says a Taylor Farms lead sample that initially tested positive for cyclospora was later determined to be a false positive. Even so, the CDC continues to link recalled Taylor Farms iceberg lead to the outbreak. Health officials say anyone with ongoing diarrhea should contact a healthcare provider for testing and treatment. And we'll be right back with your obituaries after this message from your local Ace Hardwares.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harrell. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware and Bad Axe or Seedwing Ace Hardware.
And we are back, and we have no obituaries to report at this time, so we're going to go ahead and go over to AVS Broadband now.
For 30 years, AVS Broadband has been your technology partner. Since 1996 and leading into today's fast, reliable fiber network, AVS has been helping families and businesses across the Thumb stay connected. Because they're local, AVS Broadband understands the communities they serve and the technology challenges customers encounter. That's why AVS Broadband is committed to providing the right solutions to keep homes and businesses connected, cyber secure, and running smoothly. And when you need a little extra help, the AVS Tech Team is ready to assist your home or business with friendly, competent local support. Whether it's internet, devices, or networks, you'll have a trusted local partner by your side. With technical support available 24/7 and a commitment to quality service, AVS Broadband is here for you. Learn more at avsbroadband.com or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your technology partner for 30 years and counting.
And we're back with your national and international news. In a swift turnaround following weeks of political turmoil, Maine Democrats voted overwhelmingly on Saturday to nominate progressive state leader Troy Jackson as their candidate for the United States Senate. Jackson's nomination, secured during an emergency pop-up state convention in Bangor, comes just 17 days after former nominee Graham Plattner withdrew from the race amid personal controversy. Jackson now steps into one of the nation's most closely watched battlegrounds to challenge five-term Republican Senator Susan Collins. Addressing delegates after his decisive victory, Jackson declared that the party is officially turning the page, setting the stage for a high-stakes campaign head into November. And the U.S. State Department issued a formal statement condemning recent outbreaks of violence by all parties in the occupied West Bank, urging immediate steps towards regional stabilization. The statement followed widespread military raids and clashes across several Palestinian municipalities, raising concerns among international observers over human rights and civilian safety. U.S. diplomats confirmed they remain in active dialogue with regional partners to cool tempers. Washington reiterated its stance that long-term security for Israel remains inextricably linked to a stable and secure West Bank. And UN Chief Antonio Guterres has kicked off a landmark trip to Syria, the first by UN Secretary General since 2009, visiting key historical sites including the former Saydnaya prison north of Damascus. Speaking alongside Syrian officials, Guterres stressed that Syria's territorial integrity must be respected by all external powers. Guterres appealed directly to the international community for economic stabilization support and humanitarian aid. He emphasized that long-term stability in the Middle East requires unified diplomacy through the UN Security Council. And we will be right back after this message from More Motors, our final sponsor.
The King of Cars.
Hey folks, it's Denny King, the King of Cars, and I've got big news to share.
Denny King, the King of Cars.
More Motors, Ford, and the American Red Cross are teaming up for a life-saving event. The Blood Drive, happening Friday, July 31st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1725 West Carroll Road in Carroll.
More Motors in Carroll.
Every pint of blood donated helps save up to 3 lives, and that's something worth rolling up your sleeves for. When you come to give blood, you'll be able to enjoy food and refreshments from Sunrise Susie's Coffee Company and Fat Matt's Real Pit Barbecue.
More Motors in Carroll.
It's easy to be part of. Just scan the QR code on our door or visit redcrossblood.org to schedule your appointment. Join us at More Motors of Carroll on July 31st to help make a difference and to keep our community strong. That's Friday, July 31st, 10 to 4 at More Motors in Carroll. At More Motors, together with Ford and the American Red Cross, we're building hope one donation at a time.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.